In closing arguments to jurors, look for prosecutors to remind jurors they can trust the financial paperwork they've seen and the witnesses they've heard from, including Stormy Daniels, whose account of an alleged sexual encounter with Trump is at the heart of the case, and Trump's former lawyer and personal fixer, Michael Cohen, who testified that Trump was directly involved in the hush money scheme and authorized payments. The defense, which called only two witnesses, neither of them Trump, doesn't actually have to prove anything or convince jurors of Trump's innocence. To prevent a conviction, they simply need to convince at least one juror that prosecutors have not proven Trump's guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from PodSave the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.